So this Gemara is often quoted. It's an absolute classic. Gimel Maftechos Biyodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimsru Biyad Shlech. So just to stop for a second, Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, asks Akasha. He says, is that true? If you learn Nach, you know that Elio had the Mafteach of Kshamim. Elio told Achav, we're going to learn the Pasuk in the coming Dafin, that it's not going to rain unless I say so. As if to say, Elio Anavi was somehow holding the keys of rain, and he was going to determine whether it's going to rain or whether it's not going to rain. Elio made Tchias HaMesim. Elisha performed Tchias HaMesim. So Frey Tysus, what's going on over here? Then Toymav Amrina, the Mafteach Shal Kshamim Nimsar and Elio. The Chayim Mafteach Shal Tchias HaMesim. The Chayim La Elisha, the Chsiva Yoimer Elio, Chay Hashem, the Goimer. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that Gimel Mafteach is Biyodet Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalai Nimsar Biyad Shliach, the Mafteach of Kshamim and the Mafteach of Tchias HaMesim, we find were handed over to Nevi'im. So Tosfos says, V'yesh loymar, the hodik ka'amah shalei nimsru l'shliach, this that the Gemara says that these Mafteachs weren't given to a shliach, any ratzol loymar shalei nimsru me'oilam, doesn't mean it was never given to a shliach. Dosh shal Tchias HaMesim v'shal Kshamim nimsru, you see they were given. Elolei nimsru l'shliach li'ois lo'oilam mimuna aleyim. So temporarily, Hashem told Elio, you can have this, you're going to have to give it back to me. You can hold on to it for a little while, then tell Achav whatever you have to tell him. But at the same time, I'm going to ask for it back. As opposed to the other Maftechas, where Hashem will appoint the Memunah, and this Memunah is going to be the Bailam, he's going to be in charge, and it's given to him in a more permanent sense, not so temporarily. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sholish Maftechas, Hainu, Shloi Nimtzeru L'Shliach Echad Biyachad. Rashi says, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, Sholish Maftechas Lo Nimtzeru Biyad Shliach? Shloi Nimtzeru L'Shliach Echad Biyachad. Hashem never will take the three Maftechas and give them to one person. So the Hagoy Sabach, it's Ois Zayin, says, so most Hagoyis HaBach's in Shas, the Bach is editing the Gemara. It's rare that the Bach says a Shtickel Torah. Now we know who the Bach was. The Bach is the Bach. He's the Pirish on the Torah. Tshuvas from the Bach. But the Hagoyis HaBach was written exclusively as Hagoyis. He's just editing the Gemara. There were different ksavim floating around once upon a time, and the Bach made it in Avodas HaKodesh. For generations like this, we'll be able to sort out and to know which ksav to use. But over here, he says a shtickel Torah. He says, that why did Rashi say this? Rashi says, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, Sholosh Mafteches Shloi Nimsru Biyad Shliach, Hainu Shloi Nimsru L'Shliach Echad Biyachad. No one person ever had all three Mafteches. You know why Rashi said it, said the Bach? Because Rashi was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. How could you tell me Gimel Mafteches La Nimsru Biyad Shliach? Elio Toichiach, Elisha Toichiach. Oh, you know what the Teretz is? Elio had one Maftech, maybe even had two Mafteches, but he didn't have all three. And what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, there's no one person that's going to be able to have all three. So Tosfos Teretz is that Ba'akroi Ba'alma, sometimes someone will be able to have a key. What Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was, you're not getting it in the sense that this is your job and you're free to handle and do whatever you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu micromanages these three things, and that's what it means, Gimel Mafteches, Loi Nimsru Biyad Shliach. As it relates, however, to Rashi, Rashi said, no, that's not what it means. What it means is, Gimel Mafteches, Loi Nimsru L'Odam Echad, but Enochanami, could be one Maftech, that could be given to a person, and really, that's what this means. The Mesilas Yesharim, at the very, very end of Mesilas Yesharim, so we know the Mesilas Yesharim was written by the Ramchal, and it was written based on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, it's Braisa, which is quoted in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, so he goes through all the different madrigos of Avodas Hashem, starting from the beginning, right, Machoi Vasei Ba'ilamoi, and then he starts with the Mida of Srizos and Zehirus and etc., going through all the madrigos. What's the highest level that a person could achieve in Avodas Hashem? So the Mesilas Yesharim refers to it as Kedusha. He says the highest level a person could achieve is Kedusha. And the Mesilas Yesharim describes what Kedusha is. Kedusha is that a person can become so Kadosh that he literally becomes like to the point where he becomes like a Mizbeach. Koyhanim oichlim ubaylam mischaprim. And he literally takes on levels of kedusha that you can't even fathom that a human being should be able to have. How does that work? So he says, because kedusha means dveikus ba'kadosh baruch hu. And a person can become so dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever that he's shaykh to certain inyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply through his dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, this is the second to last paragraph in Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. He says that a remez ledover zeh is the Gemara says in Tainas Daf Beis, sholish mavteichas le'nimsuru b'yad shliach, freg toisviz and rashin, they were all bothered with the obvious kasha. What about Elio? What about Elisha? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, the teretz is, sholish mavteichas le'nimsuru, Hashem won't take the mavteich and give it over to somebody else. But a person can become so dovik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can become so dovik in his shayrish, in his neshama, that he can somehow tap in to the gimel mafteichais that will like nimsur b'yad shliach. It's not nimsur l'shliach. That's not what's going on. It's not nimsur b'yad shliach. But there's a dveikus. That's what's happening. And the dveikus is so fast that a person can literally come to that point. So the Mesillas Yesharim says there's no Gemara in the entirety of Shas and Bavli and Yerushalmi and Brises and Tiseftas that bring out the point of what a person can achieve more than this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gimel Mavteichas Le'nimsru B'yad Shliach, yet Elio and Elisha, they were able to somehow tap in. You know why? Because they came to such a level of Kedusha that through the Madrega of Kedusha, something that really is Le'nimsru B'yad Shliach, they got a Shaychas to, and the Mesillas Yesharim says it's related to the concept of Dveikus Bashem, that through Dveikus, they were somehow able to tap in to these Shalish Mavteches.